Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. John asked me a good question, and he says, Steve, what's the deal with those decals and license plate frames that dealerships put on cars, both when they sell you a brand new car or they sell you a used car, or sometimes even when you bring your car in for service, they'll give it back to you and it's got a license plate frame on it advertising the car dealership, or when they sell you a car, it might have a sticker or sometimes even a whole plaque that they stick on there, and he goes, you know, who says I have to advertise the car dealer? And that's an interesting question because you don't have to. It just depends on how difficult it is to remove the thing that they put on there. But, you know, if you ordered a car, for instance, and they're going to bring it out and you don't want them defacing it with their thing, you could say, by the way, I don't want that on there or otherwise I'm not going to pay you for the car. I mean, you could. It's a question of whether or not you want to do that at that point in the relationship. Now, I have to tell you that I bought a brand new Ford Explorer recently and I walked around it with a camera the day I took delivery. And some people pointed out that the license plate frame clearly showed where I'd bought the car from. And I got no problem with that. But I will tell you that the frame is now gone. I just don't like the look of a license plate frame on my vehicles. So I took that off, put the plate back on, and just no frame. But here's the funny story. And this reminded me of a story that's one of these things. When I first got out of law school and became a lawyer, I had an office with some other people. And I was literally across the street from a car dealership. I could see it out my window. That's how close it was. And the car I was driving needed a brake job. And at the time, I didn't have any trusted mechanics in the area. So I just thought, well, you know something? I'm so busy. It'll be convenient for me just to take it there for a brake job. It's a dealership. I know what you're saying. Steve, how dumb were you as a young attorney? Well, you know, live and learn. 28 years later, I tell you, don't do what young Steve did. But I took the vehicle in there for a brake job, and I thought it just needed a set in the front. And the guy called me later, and he goes, no, you need all the way around. It's going to be expensive, but you need all four brakes. So I said, okay, fine, do it. I said, but can you please hang on to the old parts? I want to see them when they come off because I'm curious to see how bad they were, okay? And under Michigan law, you are entitled to see anything that comes off your car, whether or not it's got to be returned for a core deposit or anything like that. You have the right to see it before they ship it off, especially if you ask. So I asked the guy to just hang on to the parts. I want to take a look at them. The guy goes, no problem at all. I then go on my way, and the guy calls me later and says, your vehicle's ready to come pick it up. So I go over there. I walk up the service writer, and I say, I'm here to pick up my car. I give them my card. They charge, squeeze as much money out of it as they can. And then the guy goes, yeah, and here's your car, and he pulls the car around. And I go, I want to see my parts. And the guy goes, what parts? And I go, the parts that came off my car. And the guy goes, what are you talking about? And the guy is playing either really dumb or he's actually very, very dumb and just looks like he's acting. But he goes, what parts? I go, it's a brake job. I go, I believe the vehicle had drums in the back, discs in the front. I go, so I'd like to see the old discs. They replaced the disc. I'd like to see the old rotors, and I'd like to see the drums that came off. And the guy goes, we don't say those. I said, well, number one, I specifically asked to see them. You don't remember the phone call we had? Because it was this guy. This is the guy. And he goes, I don't remember you saying that. I go, well, it doesn't matter if I asked or not. I go, you're required to save them, to show them to me. And the guy says, with an absolutely straight face, goes, no, we're not. Now, I am wearing a suit and a tie at that point in time in my life, and I'm an attorney. And at that moment in my life, I sued car dealerships over botched automobile repairs under a law called the Motor Vehicle Service and Repair Act in Michigan, which is MCL 257-1301 at SEC. And the guy's telling me that they don't need to show me the parts that came off my car, even if I asked to see them. Now, let's pause the story for a split second because it gets funnier. Because you might think I made that up about the Motor Vehicle Service and Repair Act. But MCL 257.1333 says, and this is the title to it, right to receive or inspect replaced parts. A motor vehicle repair facility shall return replaced parts to the customer at the time the repair work is completed, and all of the following apply to the obligation to return replaced parts under the subsection. And then it talks about how some of these parts are exempt because, for instance, if the part has a core exchange and they're going to send it back, they don't have to return that part to you, but they do have to let you inspect it, okay? And so it's very, very clear that there is a law requiring them to let me see the parts, whether or not they've got to send them back or anybody or not. But here's where it gets funny. It says that a customer shall be informed of his right to receive or inspect replaced parts as provided in this section before the customer executes any document or engages the facility or mechanic for the work. And then it says, the facility shall provide this information to the customer by providing the following notice to the customer, printed or displayed on the face of any contract, work order, or other document that evidences the engagement of the facility or mechanic in at least 12-point bold-faced letters that are at least 4 points larger than the principal size of the letters in the document, or providing the notice in a separate written document in at least 12-point bold-faced capital letters. Now, here's the problem. That disclaimer was not on my document. It wasn't. You might say, Steve, did they violate the law? Well, no. There's actually another way around this. A facility that displays the notice described in subsection 2 on a clearly legible sign with lettering at least 1 inch high, conspicuously displayed in the part of the facility where customers routinely contract for repairs, is not required to provide the notice to a customer in the form of a document described in subsection 2. So in other words, you have a choice. You can put a particular piece of language, I'll read it to you in a second, in front of the customer and have them sign it. Or you can put it on a big sign on the wall. Okay? Now here's what the language says. You are entitled by, in all caps, you are entitled by law to the return of all parts replaced, except those which are too heavy or large, and those required to be sent back to the manufacturer or distributor because of warranty work or an exchange agreement. You are entitled to inspect the parts which cannot be returned to you. So any part that comes off your car, they have to hang on to it and either give it to you, offer to give it to you, or let you inspect it and say, that's it, but we're sending it back for a core exchange. Okay? They're required by law to do that. And the language of this law is something they have to tell you. And the law is quite clear. They have a choice. They can put that in a piece of paper and have you sign it, or put it on a big sign on the wall in the dealership write-up area. So when the man was telling me that he didn't understand what I was talking about, guess what he was standing in front of? Now, I don't have a photograph of the one from that dealership, but I was recently in another dealership and I walked by the sign and I said, oh, there's that sign, and I took a quick picture of it. People at dealerships get very nervous when they see me pull out a camera, but I digress. So I'm standing there and this man's going, what parts? What are you talking about? You have no right to see the parts. And I admit that there have been many occasions in my life, and I've told you some of them, where I'm at a point, it's like an intellectual crossroads. Do I call him on the irony of the situation? Or what do I do? And so I just said, really? And he goes, yeah, what are you talking about? I said, can you turn around for a second? Now, normally, if somebody says, you know, can you just turn around? I mean, that could, I suppose, lead to all kinds of weird things. But there's a counter between us and a computer and a little, you know, keyboard for this guy. I go, could you turn around for a second? And he goes, why? I go, I want you to read to me something that's written on the wall directly behind you. And he goes, oh. He turns around. And I go, do you see that sign? And he goes, yeah. I go, do you see where it says you are entitled by law to the return of all parts replaced except those which are too heavy or large and those required to be sent back to manufacturer or distributor because of warranty work or an exchange agreement? You are entitled to inspect the parts which cannot be returned to you? Do you see that? He goes, yeah. I go, who is you in that sign? Is that me or is that you? And he goes, well, no, that would be the customer. I go, and who's the customer in this exchange? I'm just curious. Who's the customer here? He goes, you are. I go, so am I not entitled by law to the return of all parts replaced except those that are too heavy or large? This is one of those situations where it's such a disconnect. You're like, he works standing in front of a sign that says something. I can read it while the words coming out of his mouth completely contradict what he's saying to me. I said, so I believe according to that, I'm entitled to see the parts that came off my car. And he goes, hang on a second. And he turns around, he disappears in the back. He comes walking out carrying 2 brake rotors. And he goes, here are your brake rotors. I'm going to go look for your drums. I hold the brake rotors up, and the first thing I notice is that they aren't even the same size, okay? Unless my car's got different size discs. Like, what? And sure enough, the guy comes walking out, and he's carrying drums that didn't come off my car either. And I go, first of all, these rotors didn't come off my car, and these drums didn't come off my car. Those are not mine. He goes, yeah, they are. So the guys, you know, obviously several people screwed up here, okay? And I don't know why. The guy should have just said, you know something, you told me to save the parts. I forgot to tell the guy. They got thrown in a pile. I don't know which ones are yours. That's what he should have said. But instead, he's like, no, those are yours. Those are yours. I'm like, fine, whatever. So I just take my keys. I walk over to my car. And as I'm walking towards the car, I see there's a license plate frame on it. It wasn't there when I brought the car in. I go walking back together. Hey, I've got a problem. And he goes, what's that? I go, come on over here. I made him walk all the way up to my car. Why not? And he looks at my car and he goes, what's the problem? I go, what's that license plate frame doing there? And he goes, oh, well, we put those on cars when they are brought in for service. I go, why? I didn't ask you for that. And he goes, yeah, but we always do that. I go, remove it. I don't want it there. And he goes, really? I go, yeah, I want you to remove it. He goes, okay. So he goes walking back. I watch him. He goes walking back as slow as he can to the garage area, comes back with a screwdriver, kneels down, unscrews two screws, removes the license plate frame, puts my license plate back on, tightens the screws back up. Is there anything else? And I go, no. And the guy leaves. So I get in my car and I drive and the brakes are okay, but you know, I got overcharged, I got lied to. And again, you know, most businesses would do well to treat their customers as if the customers have a brain in their heads. And as if they're trying to be honest on some level. Just pretend you're trying to be honest. But when you're standing there in front of a sign that says, in essence, I'm lying to you, don't be surprised when the customer gets upset at you and says, by the way, you understand you're standing in front of a sign that contradicts what you're telling me? Like, he'd forgotten the sign was there. That sign had become like white noise to him. It just blended in the background. If you said to him, quick, name all the walls in the building you work in and what's on them, he'd probably forget that sign, okay? But the sign is there. The sign was there. And if he'd read the sign and understood the sign, he would know what I was asking. And I said, I want to see these parts. So, you know, like I said, when I called and said, hang on to the parts, he should have made a note, hang on to the parts. It wasn't on the repair order. He screwed up. But rather than saying, dude, I screwed up, he's like, no, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. So I've never set foot in that dealer since, except for about a dozen times. On the dozen occasions or so where clients of mine got their cars bought back, I got to go walk into the dealership and stand there while paperwork was done and they were forced to buy back customers. Cars that had gone, you know, lemony on them. So, but I've never gone back there as a customer and I never would. And when people ask me about where do you get service done on your cars, I tell them, by the way, I'd recommend this mechanic over here or this shop over here, but never, ever, ever, ever take your car to this dealership on Telegraph, and let me tell you the story why. So that's the story. But you know, with respect to the stickers in the cars or the license plate frames or the emblems, you know, you can ask them to remove those things. I would, and I have, and I've also removed them myself. But yeah, it's all part of the thing with buying cars in America. John, thanks for the question. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.